Welcome again, everyone. We are continuing with the Inyanim of Oinik Shabbos, what you have to do before Shabbos, Pseudo Shabbos. So the Halacha, the Mechaber and Simon Reish Nun, Sif Bey, says, Yarbe bebosho v'yayin u'mekdonois kefi yecholtoi, that on Shabbos, you should be marbe, more basar, more meat and wine, and sweets, whatever you can afford. And the Mishabura, in the beginning of Reish Mem Beis, brings down from the Magen Avraham, you should be careful not to have less than two cooked items. You should have two cooked items for the Suda. I mean, Sai for the Suda by night, and Sai for the Suda by day, you should have at least two cooked items. And the Svarim speak out that if you're used to having two cooked items by a regular meal on the weekday, so then on Shabbos, either you should have two better cooked things, or three. You should have more cooked things on Shabbos than a weekday. It has to be nicker that the Shabbos Suda is more choshev than the weekday Suda. And actually, in the Mishabura, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Tof Yotes, Sivkotin Gimel, says, if it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so then you should add on an extra Tafshul because of Rosh Chodesh. You should add an extra Tafshul, because it's then Marbe V'Suda on Rosh Chodesh. So it's therefore, and when it comes on Shabbos, the Mishabura Lashon is like this, you should make one extra food more than all the Shabbos, Kedei She Nikar Kovitz Rosh Chodesh. That's what he says. So on Rosh Chodesh, you have an extra one. Now, the Mishabura goes further and says that Gam Toiv Shiyecha B'chol Suda Mishalish Su'udais Dagim. That's good. Then all three Sudas, you should have eat fish. You should eat fish. The Medayik from this, that there's no then two Tafshilim by all three Sudas. By Shal Sudas, one Tafshil is enough. But there is a halacha, you should have fish by all three Sudas. That means including Shal Sudas. Now, the Mishabura limits this by saying, he qualifies it by saying, if he hates it or it's not good for his tivoy, then he shouldn't eat it. It's for oinig, not for tzar. So it says that if you don't like it, then of course you don't have to force yourself to eat fish. But if all things equal, then it's an inyan to have fish by all three sudas. And actually, the Svarim bring down that Pi Kabbalah, the Iker Suda by Shal Sudas is fish. That dogim are a very important part of Shal Sudas. So therefore, it's even v'dafka to eat fish by Shal Shudas, because there is an inyan of the Shal Shudas to eat fish. Have a great day, everyone.